Good morning, good morning, podcasters. And this morning, it's my great pleasure to be with you this morning. And I am sharing the podcast today with Marie-Pierre. Our fearless leader is off cruising the world at the moment. Not really the world, but she's on one of our reward trips. So Marie-Pierre and I are holding the fort. So I don't know about everybody else, but it feels like spring is in the air. I'm so excited because outside my front door, I have a patch of daffodils. And yesterday they went from being totally closed to starting to open. And for me, that's a really good start to spring. And I know that at the moment I am noticing at our MLM that there is the same feeling. People are ready to burst out and get their businesses going. There is a new certainty in the direction we are heading. And for me, reading this book, Good to Great, is inspiring me to become a better leader. But before we get into all that, I'm going to hand you over to Marie-Pierre, who's going to tell us about sharing and competitions. Over to you, Marie-Pierre.
Yeah, so every morning you can share the podcast everywhere. So if you are on Podbean or if you are on Facebook, just beside the place where you write your comment, you will see the arrow so you can share. So if you are on Podbean, you can share on all social media platforms, and you can also share by Messenger and by text message. So if you have someone in particular that you want them to listen, make sure that you share by Messenger or text message. That's the best way. And for Facebook, when you share, you're going to be able to share everywhere. On Facebook, that means personal profile, story, page, group, and even by Messenger too, so you can share to someone in particular again. And then we have our contest, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. First, I want to congratulate our top 5 month to date for the month of April, who contribute the most on our Facebook group. We have Joanne Corbeil, Louise Gauthier, Danny Chartrand, Lise Boucher, and number one, Kendra Sifingasso. So congratulations to our top 5 month to date. At the end of the month, our official top 5 will get the new notebook, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And for everyone who contributes on the group, so when you post, when you put a reaction, a comment, you will be in the draw for the accessory bag, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And then for another accessory bag, for everyone who invites someone new to the group and for everyone who joined the group during the month, you will be in the draw for the accessory bag. And then when you receive your book, Les Millionnaires des Diamants, and when you receive your agenda, take a picture, post it on your social media, and tag Maria Mariano, tag Les Millionnaires des Diamants, so you will be in the draw for another accessory bag. And I know, I'm just saying this month, you're going to have a lot of fun when you receive all your new books, because yes, there's something coming. Now we can say there's something coming next week. Yes, next week you will be able. So I know we'll have a lot of people in this contest. And last one, we have our Shopify Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So when you place your order, when you receive your order, take a picture and post it on the group. So you'll be in the draw for another accessory bag.
Okay, so we could end up with lots of accessory bags. So that to me, that's really good. So thank you, Marie-Pierre, and thank you also to all our podcast listeners. Without you, there would be no reason for us to do a podcast. To have our studio audience, which are our Zoom people, it makes a big difference to us to have people here. So thank you to Mathieu and Lise and anybody else who welcomes our listeners on Podbean. And also, let's thank ourselves for constantly trying to be better versions of ourselves, because everybody listening to this podcast is here to learn about being a better version of a leader or a person in a family. We wouldn't be able to keep going if there were not people constantly listening. So last week, we were looking at what makes a level 5 leader. Collins identified that all 11 companies out of the 1,000 that had been studied had one thing in common. They had a level 5 leader. He also realized that none of the level 5 leaders were really very well known. Their three attributes of humility, modesty, and determined will were the common strengths amongst them. We ended the week last week with a quote from Alan Wurzel from Circuit City, comparing himself to the CEO of their comparison company. He said, "The show horse and the plow horse. He was more of a show horse, whereas I am more of a plow horse." That is not to say that a plow horse is slow and not intelligent, because Wurzel himself holds a Doctor of Jurisprudence from the University of Yale. And he definitely aimed for the best in show results all the time. Looking at Circuit City compared to General Electric from 1981 to 2001, had you invested $1, you would have found that your return on investment was 6 times bigger by going with Circuit City rather than General Electric. When Wurzel was asked how he managed such a feat, his answer was surprisingly simple. He said they had just had good luck. Even when he was pushed to give the real reasons, because everyone else operating in the same market had the same conditions, but none of them performed like Circuit City, Wurzel explained he was in the right place at the right time, that he was lucky to find the right people. It seems that luck is also a common theme amongst good to great leaders. It comes up a lot in interactions. Level 5 leaders, when pressed on how they've achieved such results, all gave similar answers. They attributed the success to colleagues, to successors, to predecessors, and always mentioning luck. This emphasis on luck was puzzling the researchers in the Good to Great research team. However, they did notice that leaders who were not of the level 5 category were very quick to assign bad luck as a reason for their failures. When seeking current day examples of leaders that exhibit good luck or bad luck situation, several suggestions were made, although none of them exactly fit our level 5 examples. Jeff Bezos of Amazon frequently cites luck as a reason for Amazon's success. In the right place at the right time, lucky to be able to have the internet. Bezos does not fit all the criteria of a level 5 leader, although he does show many similar qualities. He does have professional will and is pushing Amazon to be the best it can be rather than what he can get out of it. And he will do everything to make Amazon great. But maybe on the humility side, he has work to do, although he is ready to admit mistakes that he makes. An example of a leader who's ready to claim bad luck is, yes, Donald Trump. Even during his presidency, he was known to have bad luck with the current regulatory issues or bad luck with market conditions. So a pattern was emerging for Jim Collins and the researchers for the book. They called it the mirror and the window. The emphasis on luck can be described by this phenomenon. Level 5 leaders look out of the window and give credit to factors outside of themselves when things go well. They credit people, they credit events, or if they can't find anything specific, they credit luck. They then look in the mirror when things are not going so well, and they take 100% responsibility for anything that happens, and they never cite bad luck as a reason for their failures. Other leaders are the complete opposite. They look outside the window and point the finger and exclaim that their bad luck is due to anything that's outside. Maybe it's due to their people. Maybe it's due to market conditions. And they will cite bad luck often. And when things are going well, they look in the mirror and say, "Aren't I great?" So it is a complete different situation. In our everyday lives, we meet people who exhibit these types of behavior. In an environment where things are going well, how do people around you behave? And what about when it goes badly? Do they just blame others? I'm reminded of a time during COVID when our business was booming. Many new people joined us at Tupperware, and many of them rose to great heights and had a lot of success. However, when there were problems, some of them were very quick to blame outside circumstances. We had, at the time, huge delays in the delivery of products. 3 months and more. The measure of people's capacity to be good leaders was very visible. They did not have the success of the company as a priority, only their success. Instead of explaining and reassuring customers, they complained publicly and agreed with them. They were only worried about how they would look to their customers, not how the company would look as a whole. Instead of being concerned to maintain the good name of the company, all they wanted to do was maintain their own good name. Needless to say, many of those people are no longer at our MLM. They've moved on, ready to blame someone else for their lack of success. In summary, level 5 leaders show 2 major sides in their leadership. On one side is professional will. On the other side is personal humility. And how are these exhibited? So they create superb results. And they do that by acknowledging everybody else. And they demonstrate compelling modesty while producing these fantastic results. So the side is the professional will creating superb results, and their personal humility is that they demonstrate modesty. Number 2, they demonstrate an unwavering resolve to do whatever it takes. They will not give up. And how do they do this with personal humility? They do it while being calm, being quiet, being determined to get the job done. They set a standard to build an enduring company. They're not interested in quick fixes and quick results. And how do they do that? They channel all their ambition into the company, and they are setting up successes for the company to continue to succeed. And finally, a level 5 leader looks in the mirror, not outside, to take responsibility for poor results. And what they do is they look out of the window to acknowledge other people and other situations when they have success. So now I'm going to pass you over to Marie-Pierre, And she is going to help us, I think, determine the success traits of the level five leaders.
Thank you, Melanie. So yes, this morning I have a quiz for you all about taking responsibility, because we understand that level five leader will always credit their team for success, but will take personal responsibility when they're set back rather than attributing them to bad luck. So the quiz is really to help you reflect on your leadership style, specifically regarding accountability and humility. So of course, maybe you say, I'm not in a position at work where I am a leader, but being a leader is more than at work. It can be at your house, with your children, with your family, with your friends. It's everywhere that you can be the leader. So yes, it's for everyone to do this kind of quiz this morning. So I have 10 questions for you this morning that you can answer A, B, C, or D for each question. Again, you need only one answer for each. And you want to answer those questions honestly, for yourself, because the only person that is gonna have all the benefits of answering these questions honestly is yourself. So answer for you. If you want to share your answer in the comments, great. If you want to write it on a piece of paper, that's perfect too. So it's for yourself development first. So let's start with the first question. Number one, when your team achieve a significant milestone, how do you typically acknowledge it? A, I highlight the collective effort of the team and specific contribution. B, I express gratitude, but also emphasize my role in guiding the team. C, I take a moment to reflect on my leadership strategy to lead to success. Or D, I purposely feel proud of my leadership, although I credit the team publicly. Question number two. Upon facing an unexpected challenge, what is your initial reaction? A, I immediately look for ways I could have prepared the team better. B, I consider external factors that might have contributed to the situation. C, I analyze both my decision and external circumstances. Or D, I focus on how the team's action led to this challenge. Question number three. How do you describe the success of your project to peers or your superior? A, I talk about the hard work and innovative idea of my team. B, I mention my leadership approach along with the team's effort. C, I describe the strategy I implemented that led to success. Or D, I balance the discussion between my input and the team's work. Question number four. When a project fails to meet expectation, what is your typical explanation? A, I take responsibility and discuss what I could have done differently. B, I point out the unforeseeable external factor that impact the outcome. C, I mention both my oversight and area where the team could improve. Or D, I focus on the team's area for improvement while considering my role. Question number five. In teams meeting, how do you address successes? A, I make it a point to recognize individual and team contribution. B, I acknowledge the team effort and highlight my leadership tactics. C, I discuss what worked well, occasionally noting my own contribution. Or D, I emphasize my vision and guidance that led to success. Question number six. When giving feedback, how do you approach an area of improvement? A, I frame it as a learning opportunity for both myself and the team. B, I focus on how the team can improve with some notes on my guidance. C, I primarily focus on the team performance with a little mention of my role. RD, I discuss how changes in my approach could enhance team performance. Question number 7. How do you feel when your team receive praises from others in your organization? A. Proud and quick to affirm the team's hard work and creativity. B. Pleased but also make sure that others know that about my role in their success. C. Mixed. I appreciate the praise but think about how I contributed. Or D. I feel it's important to also highlight my leadership in this discussion. Question number 8. Reflecting on past successes, to what do you attribute these achievements? A. The collective effort, diverse skills, and dedication of my team. B. A combination of my leadership and the team's execution. C. The strategic decision I made supported by the team's effort. Or D. My vision and guidance with the team's support being instrumental. Question number 9. When a project exceeds expectation, how do you celebrate? A. I organize a team celebration and publicly acknowledge everyone's contribution. B. I celebrate with the team, making sure that to mention the role of my leadership. C. I highlight the effective strategy and decision, including my own. Or D. I ensure that the team's effort is recognized, but also share my contribution. And last question, number 10. How do you handle criticism or negative feedback about your team or project? A. I take it seriously, consider what I could have done differently and defend my team. B. I analyze external factor and team action that might have led to the criticism. C. I consider how both my leadership and team dynamics could be improved. Or D. I focus on what the teams need to change with some reflection on my guidance. So now you can calculate how many A's, how many B's, how many C's, and how many D's did you get. So if you have mostly A's, you clearly resonate with the principle of level 5 leadership, demonstrating a strong inclination toward humility and a profound sense of accountability. So your leadership style not only empower your team, but also build a foundation of trust and respect. So continuing to lead with this mindset will likely inspire those around you to also adopt a more collaborative and self-aware approach. If you have mostly B, you show promising signs of level 5 leadership, but might occasionally find it challenging to fully step back and let your team take the spotlight or to shoulder responsibility without pointing the external factor. So consider moments where you can more openly celebrate your team achievement without adding your own contribution, and situations where accepting full responsibility could provide powerful lesson and growth opportunities. If you have mostly C's, your leadership approach is balanced with an understanding of the importance of both personal and team contribution. So to lean more into the level 5 leadership, you might explore ways to further elevate your team's work over your own and to more openly embrace challenges as opportunity for personal development. And if you have mostly D's, you appear to value the role of leadership in achieving success, which, yes, it's important. But however, embracing level 5 leadership will involve a deeper dive into self-reflection and humility. So it requires recognizing that the true leadership strength lies in lifting up others and bearing the burden of setbacks alone. So the journey might involve seeking feedback, mentoring, or even leadership coaching to explore how you can shift toward a more team-centric and accountable leadership style. So the next step, if you want to grow to that level 5, number 1 is to reflect deeply. Take the time regularly to reflect on your leadership decision, the feedback that you receive, your interaction with your team. So consider keeping a leadership journal to document these reflections and your growth over time. Number two, seek feedback. So actively seek out feedback from your team and your peers. So ask specific questions about how you handle success and challenges and be open to receiving their insight without defense. Number three is to learn continuously. So invest in your leadership development through books, courses, workshops, podcasts. So make sure that you focus on building humility, emotional intelligence, and accountability. And the last one, number four, mentor and be mentor. So engage in mentorship, both as a mentor and as a mentee. So this relationship can offer valuable perspective and insight into your leadership style and area for growth. So you want to go to from good to great, like the book said. So we want to achieve that level five leadership. It's a powerful step, but it's going to ask hard work and to make sure that you are self-aware of what you are doing right now so you can evolve and become that level five leader that we want to be. So on that, I wish you a beautiful day and we will see you tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.